And at this time, Tony's going to come forward and share with us some great things that are happening in the Philomath Rotary. And just offhand, how many people have attended a Rotary meeting? Maybe here at Peace or in general. Okay, so a few people. Excellent. So a few people know. Good to have you here, Tony.
Thank you. Well, good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
My name's Tony Wilson. And to answer your question, you are correct. I am not native to the state of Oregon. My wife and I moved to Albany in 2008 from Tallahassee, Florida. I grew up in Georgia. I'm the chief financial officer of Consumers Power here in town. I'm also honored to be president of the Philomath Rotary Club. We meet here Tuesdays at your fine facility. We have a luncheon and a speaker and do great things. How many know of Rotary? You've been to a Rotary meeting, you've been a Rotarian in the past, you know the drill. Rotary is a service organization. We have a number of Rotarians here from our club. We believe in service. We believe in making our world, our community, our state and region a better place. So every Rotary Club serves in some fashion. Our Rotary Club focuses upon youth in our community. The things that we do, the projects, the activities we have, are to benefit the youth in the Philomath community. To that end, every year we have an annual Salmon and Jazz Festival. This coming April 29th is our 18th consecutive Salmon and Jazz Festival. We have the jazz band from Philomath High School. How many of y'all heard those kids play in the past? Man, I love them. I can't dance a lick, but I love coming and listening to them. A lot of people say, well, if I come to Salmon and Jazz, I can't dance to that jazz music. Well, I can't either, but I love coming and listening to them and watching those people that can do that kind of stuff, because, Lord, I can barely walk and walk in a straight line, so dancing, it's not my cup of tea. But we have a great evening. We have a nice salmon dinner. If you don't like salmon, we have chicken. I love chicken. And then we have a nice time of fellowship and visiting. We have a silent auction. A lot of folks bring stuff in, and you can bid on stuff and help support the activities. The groups that we support through this are the PYAC. Now, I know that's a youth group here in town. I have no idea what it stands for. The Excel group at the middle school, the jazz band, the local scout troop, and we have scholarships. We fund from this activity two $1,000 scholarships that we give to students at Philomath High School to help them go to college. So it's a great activity. It's something we've done for 18 years, or hopefully another 100 years. And it's all to support the youth in our community and to make things, to make our community a better place. I have tickets. The tickets are $25 each. How many? I know some people have already bought tickets. Raise your hand if you've got tickets already. Yeah. Some of you already got tickets. Look forward to seeing y'all there at the activity. We also have, as was mentioned earlier, a sign-up sheet. Members of your church have graciously agreed to put together baskets for us that we're going to be putting in the silent auction. If you want to contribute some items, whatever, coffee and wine and cheese and stuff like that, then sign up on that sheet and bring it in. The blue boxes are there in your community room. Any questions for me? It's a pleasure being here with you. My wife, Mara, is co-chair of our church in Albany. She had things to tend to there today. Otherwise, she would have been here. She sends her regards. She was a remarkable woman, and once you meet her, you'll never forget her. She's redheaded, very outspoken person, and simply a delight to be around. One last thing I'll mention. At Rotary, of course, on Tuesday we have a program. She and I are presenting this next Tuesday a program. We, on a lark, went to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, in February. Just saw it and said, let's go. And we went and spent a week in Dubai. And on Tuesday, we're going to have the first of two presentations about our adventures in the United Arab Emirates. You know, it's a different place over there. It's really different. I'm telling you, it's different. It's even different than Georgia. So if you want to hear about our adventures in Dubai, come join us for lunch, and we'll be glad to have you. Thank you again for having me. God bless you all.